Welcome to Shulchan Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara in this Daf speaks about the Maila of Mishkan Shiloh, and the Gemara explains the Mishkan Shiloh. The Maila is that Kotshim Necholim Bechol Haroy. You're able to eat Kotshim everywhere you see Mishkan Shiloh. You don't have to be inside a location like we have in Yerushalayim. You have to be in the walls. Any place that sees Mishkan Shiloh can eat the Kotshim Kalim. And the Gemara on the base explains that Mishkan Shiloh was in the place of Yosef, and Yosef did not allow his eyes to be seeing and to be enjoying something that doesn't belong to him. So because he controlled his eyes, so that's why anybody who sees Kol HaRoye, anybody who sees Shiloh, can come and eat Kotshim. The Maharal Chidush HaGadol explains that when Yosef is shoylet al einov, he's controlling his eyes, that makes him davar nivdol, meaning he is separating himself from this world. That shows gdusha and prisha min achomri. It shows gdusha removing himself from the physicality of the world. Someone who connects to such gdusha, so he has no limitations, because gdusha has no limitations. So if when Yosef is shoylet al einov, that means he's separating himself from the desires of this world, he connects the big mile of Nivdol, which has no limitation and spreads all over Bechol Haroy. And Avdi Nezer and the Sefer Neois Deshe explains it a little bit more. The why do we need to have a wall in Yerushalayim to separate and not allow the Kotshim Kalim to go out? You need to have a wall because there's Chitzoinim, this Koiches of Tumah, of bad, that are trying to penetrate the place of Kedusha. So you need to have something to guard the Kedusha. You need to have something which will be a mechitza, which will be a protection to the Kedusha. That's why I need to have a wall. But Yosef HaTzadik, which was in the Tumah and was able to overcome the challenges of the bad, of the Tumah, of the taivus that we have, Eshet Potifar, he did not allow himself to connect to the bad. So his reward is he doesn't need the protection. He doesn't need to have that wall around him. Because he did not allow himself to be nimshach to the bad around him, so he could be among the bad and they won't affect him. So Mishkan Shiloh doesn't need the wall, doesn't need the protection. And he adds, that's why Shiloh is called Menucha, as we'll see in the next daf. Because Menucha is when you can relax and not be worried about the enemies around you. He says you can walk in the market and not be worried about the tumor around you. But this all leads to the question, which the Maharal himself points out. And the question is, if Shiloh is so great, if Yosef HaTzadik was able to accomplish so much, so why is Shiloh less of Kedusha than Beis Olam in the Beis HaMikdash? Why is Shiloh only a temporary Kedusha? Why does not last forever? The Shemishmur brings this question. He says, really, it seems to be a contradiction. On one hand, Shiloh is greater because Kotshim Necholim Chol Haroy. On the other hand, it's only a temporary Kedusha. So how do we look at Shiloh? So says the Shemishmur, Dover Niflo Ad Lemeoid. He says, what is the idea of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash? It's to bring the Shechinah to the Tachtoinim, to bring down the Shechinah to come to this world. This we once mentioned, the idea of the Shiva Simei HaMiluim is to bring the Shechinah from the Shiva Rikim until it comes down to the world. Now, though the Mishkan and the Midbar already brought Shechinah to the Tachtoinim, but still, the Mishkan, when Am Yisrael is in the Midbar, when they are surrounded by Anonei HaKovet, when they're surrounded by Gilui Shekhinah, the Shekhinah is not completely down here in the world. It's in a place which is very elevated. Says the Shem Yishmuel, where does that reflect itself? That the Mishkan itself was all, the materials of the Mishkan came from the Chai and the Tzumech, from animals and from plants. The majority came from animals, the Urios, and yet also what's called the Shesh. So that came from a plant. The only inanimate item that you had in the Mishkan was the Adonim. The Adonim was the base of the crushim, of the big beams. That's the only thing that came from the Daimim, from metal. So that reflects the idea that the Shekhinah comes down, it's chal on human beings, it's chal on Tzumeach, it's chal on Chai, but it's not chal so much on the Daimim. It didn't come down completely to the Tachtoinim. When you come to Shiloh, Shiloh is already, the walls of Shiloh, says the Gemara in Ardaf and Amud Aleph, the walls are made out of avonim, they're made out of stone. but the ceiling is still made out of your ears. It's still made out of the material of the chai, coming from the hides of the animal. And that reflects the idea that the Shekhinah is coming a little bit more to Tachtonim. Because already you have the walls of the Shiloh made out of inanimate item from the stone. Beis HaMikdash is kuloi made out of stone. The walls and the ceiling. Telling me that now the Shekhinah came mamash to Tachtonim, to the inanimate items. It's already coming down to the bottom, to this world. And that is the purpose of Beis HaMikdash, of the Shekhinah coming down to Tachtonim. So he explains the Shem Shmuel Nifla B'Yoyser. He says like this, yes, Shiloh has more Gdusha. Gdusha spreads around. B'chol Aroy. But this Gdusha spreads around because it was not Chal down here in the bottom. It didn't come yet to the world fully. When the Gdusha did not come yet down to Tachtonim, it has the ability to spread all around. Because it's not fully connected down to this world. It's a higher Gdusha. But it has also the Chisaron that's not fully in the world. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Kedusha came to the Tachtonim. The Kedusha comes down to, in a certain sense, it needs to be more protected, as the Avni Nezer explained. So it's more of the Tachlis, and that's why it's a Kedusha that remains forever, but you can't eat B'chol HaRoi. You can add to this, what Reb Tzadik HaKohen always speaks about, the difference between Yosef and Yehuda, is Yosef is the Tzadik, he does everything right. Yehuda is the one who did something wrong, but he's the Baal Tshuva that corrected it. And the tachlis of the world is not to have only tzaddikim, that's Mashiach ben Yosef, but to get the Mashiach ben David, who's going to take the whole world and change him to do tshuva. Meaning the Gdusha will come down more to the Tachtonim. The Mishkan Shiloh belongs to Yosef, and the Chelek of Yosef. The Gdusha spreads all over, but it belongs only to tzaddikim. But Beis HaMikdash, which is built in Yerushalayim, where do you eat Kodshu Kalim? In Chelek of Yehuda, that is Gdusha that goes more Tachtoin into the Baal Tshuva, but it's contained because when the more it goes down, the more protections it needs. Torim Nifloim Ad Lemoit. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.